Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Hey, we're back on the air. Put that thing down. I mean, my
I'm
God,
back
man,
like a bad habit.
Holy
cow. I'm back like a bad habit.
All right. He is Judge Mark Hannon.
Come on, Dimitri. You do this for a living.
Well, if you had been here on time, I wouldn't be so flustered. I wouldn't be having to compress an hour's worth of entertainment into like 40 minutes because, oh, he's late again for everything. By the way, I got a bone to pick with you. By the way, this guy's running for the 7th Appellate District Court of Appeals, Judge Mark Hannon. Vote for this guy. I don't know the other guy, so of course vote for this guy because he's on my show. That's a good thing. His lovely wife here, Dawn, is here. But I got a bone to pick with you. Hold on, because I actually reviewed all the crap that you sent me about all your accomplishments and all that. I actually read over everything, and I got a bone to pick with you. I actually marked it. Stay right there.
Stay right there. I'm in trouble.
You have no idea. 2015. State average quarterly on-time rate, 73% state average. 7th district, 46.7, 12th place. What is the state average quarterly on-time rate mean? You give me the chart, but you don't tell me what this means.
Well, I understand. What it means that our decisions get out on time. After we review the briefs, or have hearings and review the briefs, we write our decisions and we put them out. So the Supreme Court monitors us timely. So it's efficiency.
All the different appellate courts.
Okay. Correct.
So you sped up the time from being the worst. Is it 12? The 12.
Yeah, there's 12 districts.
And so we, which includes Belmont County and Jefferson County and Harrison and Noble and Monroe and Columbiana. Is there another one? Or those are the main ones?
That's Harris, where?
Mahoney, of course.
Went from worst to first because of you.
I believe so.
See, that's a great slogan. That's the slogan you should be using, from worst to first, but you didn't do it because you didn't check with Dimitri because, I know what's best. I'll just have this politician from Columbiana County do all my commercials and nobody gives a crap over this. Anyway, so back to this thing. So you went from worst to first regarding the on-time rate, and yet ironically, Judge Mark Hannon, your on-time rate with me is dead last. I find that a bit ironic, wouldn't you say?
Well, I guess. Yeah,
you
probably.
Guess?
Probably.
Probably?
Yeah, and I don't guess very often.
All right. By the way, one thing I do, I admit when I'm wrong, and I apologize. Fine. All right. Good. You can actually see this train wreck on the Facebook live stream that we're doing today. God only knows why. That is on the River Talk Facebook page. River Talk Facebook page, and you can also hear it, which apparently you're doing right now. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Both Judge Mark Hannon and his lovely wife, Dawn, a recovering nurse. You were a nurse, right?
I was.
Okay, and now you're in Trumbull County doing
recording.
So she does lots and lots of recordings. I have no idea what that means. In any event, they are both here. So you are all here. This is the crazy thing.
Go ahead.
I did not understand this at first because, again, you know, I'm a high school graduate talking into a microphone. You know, that's all that is. You're already a judge, but you want to shift your seat. Is that right?
Tell the listeners this
in a very simple terms because I've never experienced anything like this. Dawn's getting a little nervous. She's folding her arms going, oh, here we go. Go ahead.
What it is, there's four judges that sit in the Court of Appeals, 7th District.
Yes.
Two of the judges aren't running. One's aged out by about 2 or 3 years, sweet lady. And the other one has been there.
Is she senile or anything?
No. She's very sharp.
Okay.
And good judge. The other judge that's retiring, she's been there for about 30 years. She's not aged out. I know her husband may be having some health issues, so she's decided to retire.
Yeah.
And so I had to fight quite a bit to change some policies and procedures to make us number one. First of all, we had what was called a writing month, okay? A writing month, we'd have no hearings. It allowed us to write our decisions. We were the only district in the state of Ohio that had a writing month. Hmm. Okay.
Did it work?
No, not really, because we ended up last as a result of it. So I went in, and this was under the Democrat-controlled 11th or 7th District Court of Appeals.
Yeah.
When I came in, Judge Robb was the only Republican there, and I came in and I became the second Republican. I beat the Democrat by 18 points. He had been there for four terms, and I had found out, because I didn't know these statistics before I ran.
Yeah.
I'd found out my first year that we were last, and I brought it up in the judges' meeting. I said, well, why are we last? And then I discovered one of the biggest reasons was this writing month. No other district in the state of Ohio has this writing month. That means you don't have any hearings 1 month out of every three.
So that's where they all go on vacation for a month, Europe or someplace.
Well, whatever. But so I brought it up, and I got resistance from the Democrat there, but one of the judges. And I just said, well, you know, if I would have known this, I would have used it as a political point.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, yeah, politics. And I said, well, I said it was politics when you ran. Now, it's not politics. We're last in the state. Yeah. And that, it's unacceptable. We had the lowest docket. What I mean by docket, we had the least amount of cases next to the last in the state.
Wow.
There was only one other district that had less cases than us, and we're last. And then I found out also that four judges have three personal employees. We have two attorneys that do research and writing for us, and we had an administrative assistant. The judges let the employees work from home 2 to 3 days a week.
Jeez.
And so I put an end to it in my court. The other two of the courts right now, they're closed. There's nobody in their chambers 2 or 3 days a week.
How is that even employees. Legal? How's that even legal?
Well, the judges get to decide what they want to do in there.
See, this is why we have such little respect now for judges and law and bar associations, because they know the law. They can get away with anything, and they do.
Well, my employees...
I'm starting to hate these people.
My employees are there 5 days a week. Okay? My court is open 5 days a week. We have general employees for the court.
Bailiffs and all that?
No, we don't have bailiffs. But anyways, we have...
You don't have bailiffs?
No, we don't. I'll explain that to you.
Who protects you when one of these lawyers pleading a case wants to climb all over that and climb up there and beat you on the head with your own gavel?
Well, I will tell you, we have very good security that is provided to us by Mahoning County Sheriff's Department.
You packing when you're on the court?
I do not. I don't pack at all.
Really?
Except at home.
Oh.
You know, I was taught a long time ago, if you have a gun and I have a gun and we get in a beef, there's going to be somebody shot. Where if I don't have a gun and I put my hands up,
you're going to be shot.
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah. I don't believe that.
Somebody, Don, explain this to him, would you please?
You should
be packing on the court underneath the black robe. You should have, you know, a howitzer or something.
I'm permitted to, but I just don't.
See, I think you should. Anyway, so what else?
So the other thing was, my employees come to work 5 days a week.
Well, you're drifting off from the question.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to drag you back to the question. Why are you going for a new seat now?
Okay, here's what happened.
See, he tried to get around that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Look at your wife. She's nodding her head. Yes, you did. Okay. Look at Dawn. Go ahead.
So anyways, at the end of my term, I'll be aged out by 3 months. So I can't seek re-election.
You don't look that old.
Well, I'm 67.
67.
Wow. Yep, and I have three more years. I turn 70 in September. If I turn 70 in November...
Wait.
No, I mean at the end of my term.
Okay.
And if I turn 70 in November, I'd be okay.
Yeah.
However, I will be the judge, the senior judge, when these two retire. I have a judge that's been there only a year.
Yeah.
And after we implemented all these procedures and policies, I don't want to see go backwards.
Right.
And not only that, I can mentor the new ones coming in.
So if you win this election, you get a new seat, so it buys you a few more years.
Correct.
How many years you buying?
Three. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that makes sense. All right. Fair enough. And that's all legal.
Yeah. And then what happens, my seat becomes vacant, and then the governor gets to appoint my seat for the unexpired term. The new judge would have to run at the very next.
What do you think of DeWine?
Up and down, but mainly, you know, I do believe he's a big Christian. He's a big Catholic. 9 kids, I believe he has. And I think he does a lot of good. But don't get me wrong, some of the bad things I don't agree with. And, you know, they passed the law for the right to life, but there were some holes in it. In other words, a 15 or 16-year-old girl, if she becomes pregnant and wants to have an abortion, she doesn't have to have her a parent's consent.
My goodness.
And that, I don't like that one.
Yeah. Back to the appellate court thing. One thing that made me nuts was COVID, Amy Acton, and Governor DeWine. Mm. Those different rules that they put in there without any evidence whatsoever, without any evidence. In fact, they're still trying to block any access to whatever systems they had or studies or whatever. I think they all just made it up. Did you have any of those cases? Any of those appellate cases?
No.
None?
No.
Well, you lucked out because, man, was I going to rip you a new one if you had.
No, but I will tell you, I didn't take the COVID shot, and I had COVID two or three times. I work out daily.
Yeah.
And I just worked out right through it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And
but the others, how did the courts in Ohio allow this violation of basic human rights? How did they friggin' allow this?
You know, in my opinion, in regards to DeWine and Amy Atkins, I believe they did what they truly believed, okay, and they were trying to do their best.
You don't think Amy Acton is the Antichrist?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, we can talk afterward, but go on.
And but anyways, my own personal belief, I don't take the flu shot.
Right.
I don't like putting anything foreign in my body at all.
Neither.
So I refused to do it.
Yeah.
And there were people that I know that didn't, that did take the flu shot.
They get sick all the time.
Yeah.
People get sick all the time. It's the damnedest thing. It's the craziest.
But so many people.
They shouldn't be forced either.
Exactly. Should not be forced.
I agree with that.
But we get to the few minutes left. We would have had a lot more time if you had been here.
Nine minutes.
Nobody 9 minutes. What are you talking about?
What time did I go on air?
Well, nine more minutes we would have had.
Well, you can give me nine more minutes.
No, I can't. Explain this. I've got a time. We booked another guest, this guy, Mr. Big Willie, and who's in tight with the ownership here, Mr. Deep Pockets. Oh, you got to have Mr. Big Willie on because he makes your show better. Anyway, so we've got him coming on. So we're down to almost nothing right now. So, Mark, focus.
Boy,
focus,
is that gone.
Focus on me. I always give my guest the last word.
Okay.
To speak, not to me, to speak directly to our listeners and all these great radio stations on the app as well as the Facebook live stream. It's a great opportunity for you and Dawn, if you'd like to chime in, to say anything you want. You can repeat key points that you made during the truncated interview because you were late by 9 minutes, or bring up new points and tell people what you want them to do, a call to action. Do you want them to donate to you? Do you want them to volunteer? Do you want them to put up your signs? Do you want them to get in touch with you on Facebook or whatever? Anything that you want, make it crystal clear for my listeners. So you got about a minute. Don't talk to me. Talk to your voters. Talk to the people. Talk to the people here in the Upper Ohio Valley. Ladies and gentlemen, Judge Mark Hanai, my microphone is yours.
Thank you, Dimitri, and I appreciate you having me on the show. I appreciate the ownership for suggesting for me to be on the show. I did meet him at a dinner for the Upper Valley Sales and Executive Committee, which do a great job. That's Joe. He's an Abdallah, but that is not his last name right now. It's Latino. I'm sorry. But anyways, I put my faith in the politics, and you're allowed to. You're allowed. You have your First Amendment right even as a judge. But I will always follow the law. But I pray before I go into court, and I ask the Lord to point me in the right direction. I definitely, on my signs, it says, Jesus is my Savior, Trump is my president. And I support both of them, but Jesus a lot more than Trump. He's not even in the same category. But he's doing the best he can. I brought our court from last place to first place in a short year and a half, 2 years I was there. I will be the senior judge on the bench. I'm looking to get an extra 3 years because I want to break in the new judges coming in. I was a criminal defense lawyer and a plaintiff's lawyer. My opponent represented insurance companies and prosecuted lawyers. He says he has the most experience. He has no judicial experience. I've sat in over 500 cases, sat on 500 cases and 150 opinions, never been overturned. I think the people will have faith in me, and I do a great job, a good job in my opinion. And again, I would appreciate your vote May 5th. If anybody wants to look for me, my email is attymarkhanni@gmail.com. Dawn, you have anything to say?
I do.
Very quickly.
Okay. Mark is something about Mark. He's very generous, very kind, is always helping those in need. He's helped people.
Can they find him on Facebook?
Yes, Judge Mark Hanai.
No, it's Hanai for Judge.
Thank you both.
Thank you.